Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go. 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 Go.
So two suavely garbed English gents in their mid-70s decide to be a rap band. What do you think they're going to sound like then?
Stepped into the building, changes singing on my neck. Cold rings on my fingers, summon on my wrist. Tucked into my waist, little semi with a clip. Big glass of the Bombay, take a little sip like vintage sticks, little blast from the past. Cold rings click when I pass in the clothes. Just stepped into the building, show a little face, and I'm back on the road like
Dubai trips on a jet plane, bar railings for the watch and the neck chain. Don't want drinks when I land, I'm a sip of chai tea, cause the fly give me neck pain. Mumbai girl for the wire, she's smiling. I had a notch on a bed frame. Italian suede in the seats of a brand new motor. Quick little squirt of the
Hagerwood boot from Mozambique. Got a tailor suit with the bros on feet. I'm in Casablanca, blind jack. I render with the AC blurring in the driver's seat. Talk to the platinum, hands on my timepiece, boy, cause the face ain't listening. Shining, glistening, look at these diamonds dance while I stepped inside of the building. Changes swinging on my neck, gold rings on my fingers, summon on my wrist. Tucked into my waist, little semi with a clip. Big glass of the Bombay, take a little sip like vintage sticks, little blast from the past. Gold rings click when I pass in the clothes. Just stepped into the building, shy little face, and I'm back on the road like
quick neck band and a strip, got gold in my wrist and a side bag packed full of clips. Strapping up my back, would get that lit, then pass out, ran to the left like this. Smoking my lungs, toting a gun, I can never be broke, got a load of the funds. Cash in the bank, antiques in the yard, make money when I speak, you're lucky I don't charge.
Right bigger than the bar, big dog, time ticking on the mark, wristwatch, did a break from the bar, chip shop, side chick sitting in the car, wife pissed off. Let me tell you something, bad boys like us, we ain't here for the chit chat. You can tell we ain't here for the games by the way we look when the boys stepped into the building. Changes swinging on my neck, gold rings on my fingers, summon on my wrist, tucked into my waist, little semi with a clip. Big glass of the Bombay, took a little sip like vintage sticks, little blast from the past. Gold rings click when I pass in the clothes. Just stepped into the building, shy little face, and I'm back on the road like.
Absolutely superb. That's Pete and Baz with Stepped Into the Building. And Pete is 72 and Basil is 76. They all dress like spivs and suave suits and things. But go and check the video out on YouTube because it'll all fall into place. But absolutely brilliant. A total shock to me that was, and I thought that's brilliant. So I'll play it on the radio. Anyway, Happy New Year.
We'll be right back.
that's a strange ending. I can't dance to that, Mr. Shen. Flipping it, I thought it was going to be non-stop bangers today. So it was just the end of the year and the new year and everything all at the same time, and you play something that's just some weird noise. Well, actually, it was Scattered Order from Vienna. I think they're from Vienna. With Swiss-like knives and forks from an LP called Pratt Culture Plus. Swiss-like knives and forks, is that what I said? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, happy Christmas.
Yeah.
That's another by the excellent Poundland, Media Amnesia from Violence. And I said it last week, actually, but, I mean, you know, Poundland, I first played Poundland November last year, right? Now, of course, Poundland, oh, yeah, they're topping this festival and supporting Rolling Stones, and I've just reviewed their album, I've loved, always loved them, mate, you know. And it's like, it all starts with The Spinning Man. It's like Dragged Up, another fantastic band. Been, you know, played them years ago, and they're they're just superb. Next it'll be flipping, what's it, wasn't it? Beige Palace, because I played them last week, and everybody will go, oh God, Beige Palace, fantastic. Well, good, I hope it works, because getting good music to people is what it's all about. We'll be right back. Yeah, really, you should own Tide of Men by TV Face Spider. Yeah, but there's a track called Mannequin. And what a band, the great. Marvellous. Oh, sorry, that was really loud. Marvellous stuff. God, that peaked. I'll have to stop doing that. What do I get for Crimbo then? Loads of fantastic things with cars, boats, holidays, you know, stuff like that. Gold rings. But now I've got this light projector thing that what you stick on your floor of your bedroom, right? Turn it on, it's got lasers and it's got the constellations and it all swirls about all around your ceiling, right? With speed controls and stuff. And it's marvellous. It's like having Hawkwind in your room, right? And it'd be rubbish without the lasers, to be honest, because the lasers, they're like lasers. It's like, yes. So that's brilliant. So, yeah, put some music on, right, man, and, you know, turn on the astral projector and, like, zone out, you know, drift away. Reminds me a bit of 17 sitting in me mini countryman in the lay-by in the woods. But yeah, we won't go into that. Anyway, so jolly good. I hope you've got lots of presents, or not, if you don't recognise it and don't really care. So, more music.
Is that it?
No. Is that it? Yeah, I think they're done. That's TT Dilemma. I've played them before, actually. Five from Vienna, and it's a duo, and that was a track called Robot. And off their LP, TT Dilemma 2, which only came out in October. But you know where you can go and buy it. What else did I have? I had a bottle of Jim Beam. Now, I love Jim Beam, and I can't buy it because I just drink it like it's, you know, pop. Well, I don't, but you know what I mean. You know, it's just gone. So the nipper said, here you go, bottle of Jim Beam. And by start of the evening the next day, it had gone completely. And it's just lovely. Anyway, but people always go, who's Jack Daniels? Yeah, none there. Jack Daniels is rubbish compared to Jim Beam. And Jack Daniels made Jack Daniels cider. So you can never touch anything by them ever again. That's my theory. Anyway, I hope you got lots of vermouth and Cinzano. And also another one that always sells at Christmas and nobody actually ever drinks it. Sereno, was I don't know. Who really cares? It's 2 Fugitives from 1960. That was on LV Records. The other thing worth a rant about, well, that's not really, but is the state of Christmas crackers. Flipping useless. I mean, I don't know, I bought a box, you just get them from somewhere, the Asda or something. And because you've got to have a cracker, haven't you? You've got to pull a cracker with your missus and your kid in. And they were flipping awful. The jokes weren't even funny. It was like, you know, printing was off the edge of a bit of paper. It's like they just couldn't be bothered. They couldn't even attempt the hat. The one hat was ripped. I don't know. But what are you going to do? You're not going to send them back, are you? You're just going to not buy any the next year, except you will, because it's in these cases I'm going to buy some crackers, because we're idiots.
We visit our friends and friends in Hampstead and in Chelsea.
you remember that? Pinpoint, from 1979, Richmond. Sorry, I bodged the microphone there. And Pinpoint, really, I mean, they had Arturo in, who went on to Lurkers and 999, and another chap remixed Sisters of Mercy and loads of other stuff. So they was, vital to the scene. Right, Happy New Year. Here's another record.
Heavy as fudge.
Heliophage, I think that's how you pronounce it, with Gallows Raised, and they're from British Columbia, I think. That was a rehearsal, so if it sounds that good at rehearsal, Let me have the record. I've got to stop peeking the mic, man. That's what us disc jockeys say. Anyway, happy New Year 2033. And the cyborg attack robots are on their way. That's more like it, isn't it? And as it's the new year of 3046, I'm going to use a bit of potty mouth. That band was called Shitty Life, and I'm sure I'm not allowed to say that, but I have. And it was a track called, they're from, where are they from? They're from Parma in Italy, actually. And that was a track called Ads Oppression from a thing called Limits to Growth. An LP, EP, I don't know, it's on 11 PM Records anyway, so you know where to go and find it. Let's go to Redditch in the new year and see what Hazel's got for us.
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here, and this is my tune of the week.
I'm
Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Well, that's a new one on me, Hazel. Never heard of it in me life. That was a band called Subtonics, so you tell me, with a track called Into the Fire, which came out in 2002. And they were a sort of, apparently, an all-girl band from the USA. I don't know where you find them, I really don't. Anyway, happy new year to you and all of the people in Redditch.
The gypsy heathen. 12 rounds with Saint Stephen. 16-1 on the grotesque demon. Collect your knickers at the gates of Eden. And dodgy dealing. Sleeping dreamers will reawaken. Don't call me Satan.
Jolly Stags. Always good listening to them. That was Don't Call Me Satan. From ages ago. I don't know, earlier this year. Sorry, that's yawn there. New Year resolutions, eh? 300 DPI. That's a joke for all you printers out there and users of Photoshop. No, that wasn't pretty good. I just thought of that. Anyway, resolutions, New Year resolutions. They're hideous. Does anybody actually still do them? I mean, personally, I'll be quite happy if I don't achieve anything whatsoever in 2024. Be nice if I stay alive, but that's probably all we want to aim for, to be honest.
I fight for freedom. will wait tonight. We'll never know just what's right. And we twitch and we twitch and we twitch away. We twitch away. Your story lane, down the story tracks of passion. Where lovers wait for their beloved who will never come again. Oh, they'll never come again. You cannot ease a condemned heart. There'll be no answers for anyone on this deadly street.
Dead Cassis. Well, I mean, you'd think it was Dead Kids, but it's K-C-I-S. So I'm not really sure what that is, but it's a track called Ghost Story Lane. It's on a compilation called Punks in Peoria. you know where to find it, so you can go and look these things up and go and have a laugh. But anyway, it's that... drag your Christmas tree down to the tip week, isn't it? Which is always good fun. And I don't do it anymore. I just bought a plastic one from Help the Aged up the road for a fiver. So we recycle that every year. But there's one smart chap. What he said is, I'll pick up your tree for a fiver, which is a pretty good deal because it's dragging it down the road. And he sells them to some woman who keeps donkeys and goats and stuff, because they like eating them. So she pays him £2 a tree, he fills up his van, makes a big wadge of cash, and everybody's happy, including the donkeys. So you see, that's how 2027 should go, isn't it? The Holy Nothing are rather very good. Or very rather good. Rather very good. Oh, I don't know. That was God's Awful Children, which was a single coming out about the summer sometime, right? And it was a Holy Nothing. What was I going to talk about now? Oh, well, yeah, apologies for last week's show. It was just one from 10 years ago bunged out because I thought I was going to do one. Yes, yeah. And then I couldn't be bothered because I was, you know, watching telly, eating food, being with the family. So, yeah, it was a bit of a cop-out, but that's what us disc jockeys do every Christmas, is stick out some old todge. Right, so I won't stick out any more old todge. This is all new todge. Woo! Orchard. The other night I ended up whizzing down a wormhole of chip tune and glitch music, which is also you couldn't listen to a whole one, put it like that. But so I just picked something at random that I thought was all right, and that's Thana Orchard from California with what it's called. I'm not sure. It's either Catacombs, Bramble Lidin, Thana Zone, something like that, anyway, but it's flipping chip tune, right, you know, because I'm really on the ball and I know all the different genres of music. Anyway, let's cram in another one. We'll be right back. And the final record on the jukebox then, Disc Jockey Arms, Severed Heads with Blast Patter. Who is the disc jockey coming over now? Who are you and why are you here?
Hello, it's Bruno Brooks from the big city with the most important stereo countdown of hottest selling singles in Great Britain.
Thanks for joining us, Bruno. Hope you enjoyed the show. I did. And thanks for listening, everyone. And I'll see you next week, barring incident. Who did you say you were again?
Hello, it's Bruno Brooks from the big city.